USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A special Food and Drug Administration advisory panel recommended broad distribution of the first COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, clearing the way for the FDA to grant emergency authorization as early as Friday. As far as why the United States was a little bit behind a few other countries, Dr. Sarah Lynn Martin tells Fox News,
the FDA uses one of the gold standards for evaluation, so I think it should make us actually feel confident and more comfortable.
The first non-prescription at-home coronavirus test is being granted emergency approval. The LabCorp Pixel COVID-19 test requires people to take a nasal sample and ship it to LabCorp for testing. It runs around $120. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers cannot recess for the year without passing an emergency supplemental spending bill to deal with the coronavirus.
This is a smaller package, and as I have said, this is not a stimulus package. It's an emergency supplemental to deal with what we have.
During a Capitol Hill briefing, the California Democrat again criticizing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
What Mr. McConnell is putting forth in terms of liability is such an assault on America's workers.
Texas residents are getting a taste of Elon Musk. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A giant experimental rocket by Elon Musk's SpaceX program successfully soared 8 miles above the company's testing facilities in South Texas on Wednesday. It came back down as planned before crashing into the ground in an enormous plume of flame and smoke. The girthy rocket did not have anyone on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Federal prosecutors are investigating Hunter Biden and his taxes, according to a statement released by Joe Biden's team. That's not exactly all that's going on, though, according to Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida.
Notice that the Biden transition tried to frame this scandal as a dispute about taxes, maybe something an accountant got wrong. The reality is this isn't about taxes, it's about foreign entanglements. It's about selling American influence to the highest bidder, and it appears something the Bidens are quite familiar with. But if in the Trump Justice Department there wasn't vigor to ensure that there was equity and application of the law here, I'm not sure that anyone at the Justice Department right now thinks they're going to make their career by going after Hunter Biden. I also think it's important to know how the media was covering this. Remember, we've got Project Veritas recordings of the editorial calls from CNN where Jeff Zucker, instead of delving into this story, used the Biden laptop existence as a way to smear Fox News, smear the New York Post, smear Breitbart, smear anyone who is telling the American people the truth about the Bidens.
Gates making those comments on Fox and Friends, and more peace in the Middle East thanks to President Trump. The president taking to Twitter and announcing that Morocco is normalizing ties with Israel, the fourth country to do so in the Arab-Israeli peace push. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.